Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, Michael, our next interviewee has an amazing story, but I often wonder when I drive through cities and see people on push bikes how dangerous it is.
It is. Look, this is part of the show, my story, where we talk to someone who, you know, has had an extraordinary event perhaps happen in their lives. Mm. And that's certainly the case today with Anne McKenzie. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Hi from New Zealand.
Now, listen, you had something absolutely extraordinary, and I'll let you tell our listeners.
Well, I was a very organised, energetic, busy, capable, working mother who loved cycling. I loved to cycle. And I was cycling down a hill one day into Governor's Bay, and I was obstructed and thrown off my bike by a mattress that flew out of a trailer of an oncoming car. And I don't remember anything about the event itself, but the police officer in charge did a very thorough investigation and has pieced together that what happened, that the mattress has obstructed me, and I've squeezed my handlebars so hard, the front wheel of my bike has bent inwards, and I've flown over the front of my handlebars and landed on my head, and smashing my body and sustaining a traumatic injury to my brain.
Now, that brain injury was actually a fairly rare injury, wasn't it?
Brain injury is actually more common than what most people probably realise. Statistics are quite high. In New Zealand alone, there are roughly 90 new head injuries every day.
Wow.
So, yeah, a trauma to the head can be a concussion in a rugby game. You know, these injuries occur quite a lot. I think with me, my injury, because of the way it affected me, it was quite pronounced, whereas other people may experience something different and may recover more quickly.
Mm. Now, after the accident, can you talk us through a little bit about the recuperation and what you had to go through?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I had been a highly competent woman before this. Like, I was, like, scary. I was so organised. And then after this, I just became mentally quite immobile. I was quite frozen over. And probably before this, I didn't really realise what all the things that my brain did for me. Mm. But after this, I feel like I know my brain inside out now. Like, I couldn't organise myself. I couldn't initiate my tasks. I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't get my words out. Emotionally, I was quite volatile. I could bite someone's head off one minute and I'd be staring out the window the next.
Did your children and family notice the change?
Yeah, they did, because it was so obvious.
Yeah.
Like, my husband has said, it was like going from black to white. Yeah.
Now, if that all wasn't horrific enough, there was a legal case, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was, because the driver of the mattress was taken to court for careless driving causing injury. And because of our ACC system over here, when an injury like this happens to you, ACC come in and they pay you compensation because you can't work. But they only pay you 80% of your pre-injury earnings. And the judge in my case awarded me that other 20%, which was quite unusual. But I think he had an attitude, and he was quite very clever man, and he could see how this had affected me.
Mm.
And the driver of the mattress was a general practitioner who had an insurance company, and the insurance company challenged that 20%, and it went through all the different courts here in New Zealand to the Supreme Court, because they didn't want my case to set a precedent.
Mm-hmm. So Anne McKenzie, that's the author of the book The Brilliance and the Madness, her journey of healing and recovering and empowerment after brain injury. It is an extraordinary book, and Anne, I'd like to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for calling me. It's just lovely to talk to you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.